Welcome back to the Sneak Disc Podcast, your weekly podcast on sneaker culture, sports, and other nonsense. This is your guy Ryan, along with the homies Greg and George. Follow us on Twitter at @_SneakDisc. Get at us on our Instagram at @TheSneakDisc. Follow us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher, or find the podcast streaming on YouTube or the website, which is updated daily, thesneakdisc.com. Now, to the Sneak Disc.
Follow us or else.
Welcome back to the Sneak Disc, episode 14.
14.
Got your guy Ryan here, along with Mr. George Martin, the general manager.
Boing!
Gregory's unavailable today as he is
becoming
a father to his third child. We got a lot to get into today. We'll talk about the Cavs championship. Talk about D'Angelo's Foot Locker commercial. City's now with the longest droughts in a championship, our top five LeBrons of all time. And first, we're going to start with the week of Ryan's pickups.
This is factual. Actually, I did buy something. So
I
do have something to report.
Why don't you do the honors?
You want me to start first?
You do the honors.
Your list is going to go for the rest of the show?
Yeah, I need a half hour for mine.
All right. I picked up from East Bay. I was actually surprised they were still sitting there, but I guess local, they're still around. So I guess it's not too surprising. But NMD, black and gray. Got to get them Raider colors, fam.
Okay.
Black, gray, NMD.
Getting ready for that season?
Yes, sir.
What did I pick? So this week I picked up, I completed my Supreme 98 set with the Reds. I got a good deal, $180 shipped on a worn once pair. And I picked up an oldie but a goodie, a 16 low in the red and white colorway that the soles need to be re-glued on, but I got them for $28 shipped. Can't beat that. Yeah, you can't beat that. So this week in releases, we've got some Jordan releases coming out. You have those Wolf Gray 12s. Yeah, they do suck, actually. But you also have the Champion Pack 8s, the Confetti.
Suck.
And the Air Jordan 8 Championship. Suck. The white ones are actually dope.
All suck. Everything you said, three shoes, they all suck.
The white ones are actually dope. Also, this weekend, there has been pre-orders for the Uncaged Ultra Boost have been popping up certain places. So,
boing! Copying for certain the red ones.
Assuming
I can actually get them. If people are doing pre-orders on them, you should be able to get them fairly easily, and I will absolutely be buying the red ones.
Maybe you could hit, Oneness does pre-orders. Maybe you could hit up Oneness on that.
Yeah, okay.
On that tip.
Oneness can take a flying leap off this earth.
You love Oneness.
Off this entire
earth.
We all
love Oneness.
Oneness needs to love us, and then maybe I'll love them.
Oneness is good people. I haven't bought anything from Oneness
in
a long time.
They can take a long walk off a short pier, and then get boosted off the earth by the cageless boost.
Yo, my favorite thing about Oneness, though, is honestly reading Google reviews on Oneness because they are hilarious.
I need to do it then because I've never done that.
Oneness.
I just read their mentions on Twitter. Mentions on Twitter are fire. They don't even bother responding anymore. They used to respond all the time, try to say funny stuff. Now they just basically shrug.
They might have the worst customer service out of any store I've ever...
Yeah, it's close. I don't know what I remember what I texted you guys in the thread, but I know I've been to some places where I don't remember what it was, but I told you less concerned than every Oneness employee and you know who combined, and I won't say the name
for fear of him finding out.
Yes, because they're local and I like to support local, so I'm not gonna say it, but
support local and buy local.
And actually, I probably should clarify, it's not any of our friends. So That's true. It's not people that...
And not in the group.
Not people at Local Consignment, so...
Speaking of support local, buy local, shout out to Ben Had Those, who was on a couple weeks ago, having the Ben Had Those Fest August 20th. So head over to bhtfest.com. Check out pre-orders on tickets, tables, merchandise, t-shirts, and...
Hey, I'm going to Canada that weekend. Huh?
Yes. You'll be in Canadian jail. So anybody local here in the Phoenix area, be sure to check it out. And shout out to Charles and Ben Haddos and wish you the best of luck with the event. We're looking to be there to do a podcast. So that's in the works as well. So how about that Cavs championship? I called it. I mean, let's be honest.
You called it like as of game five.
I'm like a sport genius.
Right, Cavs are gonna win.
Cavs and seven. Sports genius.
All right.
I am a GAWD of sports picks.
All right.
Cavs win it in seven. Coming back, first team ever to come back from down 3-1 and win a series.
That's factual.
LeBron James played out of his mind in the final three games. Should have had a triple-double in all three. He was like one or two stat points away from triple-doubles in all those games.
I mean, it's probably – I'm a big Jordan fan, so it takes a lot for me to say something about Jordan. And I will never concede that anyone will ever be better than him because I grew up in actually watching Jordan. You know, you like to make fun of how old I am. So watched Jordan growing up. Almost every year, just about every year, I was probably, I'll say like seven or eight when I first started watching.
Yeah.
And that was third, fourth year in the league, something like that. Anyways, the last three games of that series, just based on game situation, you're down 3-1. LeBron, that's the greatest three-game run in NBA history, in basketball history, period. It was not even close. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care what... And I'm an advanced stat guy. I don't care what the advanced stats say. I'm sure they agree with me. But I'm sure MJ has had a run like that numbers-wise in three games, but he's never been up against a wall like that. And then,
oh, no.
But, of course, that's because he's better. But
that's hey, you know what?
That's neither here nor there.
That's neither here nor there. But I will say this. Seeing people's comments on Twitter, on Facebook, Instagram, whatever, saying that it was bullshit that LeBron won the MVP over Kyrie – don't know anything about basketball. With I mean, there's yes, Kyrie
made a big shot and he played in one game. He scored 43 or whatever it was. Other than that, he played well. Not MVP level.
But down the stretch of that game, it was LeBron's block on Iguodala and other key points. I mean,
well, people aren't even going to remember the Kyrie three. Be honest with you, I've seen more about LeBron's block than Kyrie's three, and Kyrie's three is the one won him the game. So there's your answer right there.
So let me ask you this. Is LeBron James in Steph Curry's head? Did LeBron?
No. They've played each other twice and they're 1-1. I mean, I guess we got to have best out of three next season with KD and Golden State.
Oh my! If that happens, if that happens, I might turn the NBA off.
Whatever.
That would be. He can't.
The last time I think I watched the NBA, like I know I in the text I said when Jordan was there, but actually when I thought about it, the last time I watched the NBA probably. In the regular season, like multiple games, is when Derrick Rose was having his MVP season. Because I'm a Bulls fan, obviously. So
and now,
since then, his knees don't work anymore. So,
but that's okay because he's New York's problem as of today.
I'm glad they got Harvey Grant's son in that trade. I'm sure.
Wait, they got a first round pick too, or no?
Nah. Just two players. They gave up a second round pick, I think. So, but they got Jerian Grant, Calderon, who used to be good. I don't know. He probably can play spot minutes. He's definitely better than Kirk Heinrich because you're better than Kirk Heinrich. So,
oh, Kirk Heinrich's lit.
Okay, Kirk Heinrich is lit on fire.
Kirk Heinrich produces some of the greatest basketball memes and bloopers ever.
When he got traded, I bought three bottles popped. You know, me in the house just popping bottles.
I'm gonna get on eBay tonight and buy a Kirk Heinrich.
No, you're not. Unless you, well,
that's
you
a
might,
classic.
Because that's probably like $2.99.
That's a classic.
You get it for shipping. You just pay the shipping.
That's a classic. I'm going to buy a St. Patrick's Day Kirk Heinrich jersey.
All right.
That's
well,
gonna
they
be
got
Jerian
Grant, who should be the new. Well, depending what happens with Jimmy Butler, Jerian Grant can either be the new starting point guard or the backup two or the starting two if Butler gets traded. And
you think they can't trade Butler
homeboy,
now?
Homeboy, Sideshow Bob. What's his name? Robin Lopez?
Yeah.
You got him.
He's
he should
not
be
bad.
He should be valuable. There's another. I mean, he should be like
he's
what,
a good big.
Maybe not as coordinated and skilled as Joakim Noah, but take over that role as far as when Noah just fell off the face of the earth two years ago.
No, I think
rebound, block shots.
I think that was a great trade.
Off whatever else.
I think that was a great trade for the Bulls.
I mean,
I can't imagine them getting
Rose
rid of Butler
is still
at this point.
Young, so I mean, it.
He's messed up in the head though. He's like mentally.
There are things wrong, but he's. I mean, he's still young, so that, like I guess my point is. He can still come back from, whatever it is that ails him, and I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think he'll be as good as he was MVP season, but.
Well, for the Knicks' sake, we hope so.
Trash cans. Putting together the worst team possibly in sports history.
That's what they've been doing for the past decade.
Exactly.
So it doesn't matter.
That's why it's hilarious.
Man, they keep reaching for all these guys. But So you had a buddy at the parade today, at the
Cleveland
Parade.
Yeah, one of my friends was like right next to LeBron.
1.3 million people showed up.
That's great, man. I love Cleveland. On Real Talk, I love the city of Cleveland. I've been there three times in the last, whatever it's been, 2 years. The first time I went there for a Raiders. I mean, you know, my girlfriend's family lives there and got a buddy there. But we went for to go to the Raiders game at First Energy. The Browns fans were super cool. I mean, obviously, in every fan base, you got knuckleheads and whatnot, but their fans were super cool. They were talking to me about Khalil Mack. They were upset that the Browns passed on Mack that year. And I was basically like, the Raiders lost that game because Count Chocula fumbled in the third or fourth quarter or something. But every time Mack would make a play, I would like throw it in their fans' face, and they were good sports about it. You know what I mean? There wasn't any fights that I saw. There wasn't like stuff that you see at the football games out here on the West Coast. It's a little bit different.
Khalil Mack is a savage. Shouldn't have his own shoe.
He should have his own everything. He should have his own universe.
But he's a savage.
A Raider universe where we all live and be merry.
Okay. Yes. You could be married.
No, I mean,
you can be married to Khalil
Cleveland
Mack.
Is dope. I can't lie. My friends, one of them manages a bar in Tremont, which is like the little Trinity neighborhood just south of Cleveland. The football stadium is right on the lake. It's dope. The walk down to the stadium, like the bars are around the corner, literally. This is dope. The whole experience there. And like I said, the people are super cool. I'm happy for Cleveland, man. That's a good city. You know, when you grow up in Southern California, you live in Phoenix, you never think like, oh, Cleveland's dope. But actually, it is dope.
It is dope. You know, it is. And like I said, like I'm not a Cavs fan, but I am.
You are a Cavs fan. We don't You were literally typing all caps, Kyrie. You're a Cavs fan. You're no longer a Suns fan.
I'm a Suns fan. I am an Indians fan who are in first place in the AL Central currently.
I don't care what you say, dude. You're a Cavs fan.
And the Browns got RG3. Going to bring a title back to the Cleveland Browns. First Super Bowl ever. Indians going to the World Series this year.
You better get out of here, though.
Hey, Cleveland's a new Boston, so y'all better take notes.
This guy's out of control here. I mean, the Indians are in first.
But
there's a big difference between winning a World Series and winning an NBA championship.
Cleveland's the new Boston. We're going to have a World Series. We're going to have a Super Bowl.
You can come in first and lose. In basketball, you're not losing to the wild card team, you know, the equivalent of the wild card team. In baseball, it happens all the time. Good luck.
I'll tell you, Cleveland's the new Boston. You heard it here first.
All right, well.
So, Concepts, if you're looking for a new spot.
When we come back next year, you can address that.
So, Concepts, if you're looking for a new spot, Cleveland's the new Boston. You open it up, right downtown.
Yes.
Right downtown.
Man, I know
Cleveland.
You have not drank three beers already. You're out of control.
Two and a half.
You're out of, you got.
I got the third ready. I got some left in this one.
Full size run Alpha Bounce still on Adidas and Finish Line. You better cop, simple.
I copped, and they said them in 6 months.
You didn't even tell me all your pickups.
Oh, I didn't say my pickups?
You didn't even,
I did. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, but you didn't say Alpha Bounce.
Oh,
why? Because you don't get it this week?
Yeah,
because
I'm not getting it for 6 months. I get it on my birthday.
Yeah, but
in September.
You got a discount, though.
I did get it on discount. So shout out to George for that quick.
Dang.
Back order text on the Alpha Bounce, $15 off, 90
shit. Wish I could find those pink NMDs like that. Every time I click on a link.
They fly. You know what you should check, Loki, who keeps putting stuff up, is Macy's.
Well, I follow an account on Twitter
Macy's
and get
Nordstrom.
Like updates, and they always tweet them out, but nah.
Yeah. Well, happy for Cleveland, happy for the city of Cleveland, happy for the Cavs.
I'm happy for the people that live there because, like, not winning something that long.
That's sure
a lot of people
time.
Commit suicide, though, especially in Cleveland with the weather.
It's all
the lake.
Gray all the time. Yeah. Joakim Noah almost didn't make it out.
That was a different reason. But see, that he was the one who told me. He said, "Cleveland, what is there to do in Cleveland?" That's where the bad reputation came from. Then when I went there, I was like, "Oh, Cleveland's actually kind of dope." Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Like I said, the First Energy football stadium right on the water. Dope. And that's where they did the like parade and everything. It was like two blocks from the lake. It was dope.
Canton?
Yeah, I mean, it's not in Cleveland. It's, you know, it's
hour away.
90 miles away or 60 miles away or whatever it is. Yeah.
But still, it's the OH. There's enough to do in Ohio.
The land, huh?
I don't know that it'd be my first vacation destination if I didn't have family there, but there's enough to get you by in Ohio. Go see the Jake First Energy Center.
Yep. Big
Gundarena.
Been in everywhere except the basketball arena because we haven't been. Arena? We only been there during like the NBA finals. Ironically, I've never been there during a regular season game.
That's true.
But my I'll just say extended family has season tickets to the Cavs. I think.
Have you? So you have been to Jacobs Field?
Yeah, I mean it's not called the Jake anymore, but yeah,
that place is
progressive now.
Yeah, I love that field. That's one of my favorite fields in baseball.
It's dope because what they're doing now is. Out in like beyond center field and kind of like, I guess from like left center to right center, they have this thing where it's all local restaurants and breweries have opened up individual spots out there and they sell all their local food. It would be like the equivalent of like Le Grand Orange and like Fox Concepts and those having like spots inside
Bank One Ballpark.
And then they have the first time I've ever seen like pour your own beer and it, you know, charged by the ounce or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the machines was malfunctioning. Dude, we were hitting it. It was,
yes.
Actually, it was like we were getting like 16 ounce beers for $4.50. Like, you don't, and of like craft brew, local brewery stuff. Like, that's not in a stadium.
Out.
That should be like $10.
I'm about to fly out and get season tickets.
All right. Yo, I'll tell you which price, one it is, too.
For the price of beers at Bank One Ballpark or Chase Field, I could get a ticket. I could get a flight and a ticket and beers for less than buying a couple beers down here.
I mean, you get a ticket to the game for about $7. So, yeah, that's possible.
I went to a game a couple weeks ago at Chase Field, actually, and they had a lot more local restaurants in there. Like, there was an America Taco Shop in there now.
Okay. And is that local? That's a chain, though.
It's like a local chain, that's though.
You worship that place, so we shouldn't even talk about that. America you Taco worship. Shop. You think it's like Taco Tuesday.
I don't know
like
why
Tuesday.
You don't like tacos, America Taco Shop.
I mean, the best with all the options, ever. Well, I don't eat pork, so. You literally hate.
You don't eat bacon.
You literally hate the, okay.
You don't eat bacon?
I don't eat pulled pork or like. Taco pork, that's different. Bacon and sausage is a completely different story.
No, it's pork, bro.
No, it tastes not close to the same. Bacon is a gift from the gods. I don't know if anyone ever told you that, but a chef told me once, and I believe him. And it's not Chef Curry either.
Must have been Action Bronson.
Hey, if it was, I believe him. Action Bronson got a believable face. So.
He must have been listening to Fuck That's Delicious.
Hey, you saying it with confidence now.
With confidence? Fuck, B.
Dang. No, Gregory, what happened to him?
Oh,
I what
changed.
Happened to him, Gregory?
I changed. Growing up right before your eyes.
This guy's out of control. All right, so Cleveland won a championship. We've been doing some research today.
And LeBron is staying in Cleveland for at least one more season.
Hey, yeah, congratulations to them, no, for reals. I mean, you can't leave when you have to defend the championship. You had the belt the whole year. Kevin Love was out there looking goofy today, but...
Was Kevin Love gone?
He had a gold chain on, dude. I wanted to slap him. Slap the gold
like
chain
me.
Off him.
He got that from me.
I don't know who he thinks he is, but he wasn't...
From me.
He grew up in Portland, though, and like in... He didn't wear that growing up. No.
He got that from me. He stole that.
Someone must have told him to wear it.
I started repping the gold chain.
Can't do it.
I was the first white person ever to wear a gold chain.
Dude, I'm looking this up right now, confirming. All right, well, let's just do this. Let's do, what do you think the, now that Cleveland has won a championship and they basically were doubled up on the next franchise, well, maybe not doubled up, but they were close. Okay, so the second place franchise was actually fairly close. Now that I look at this, 45 years since they last won a championship, but third was only 26. So Cleveland actually had third place doubled in time since you won a championship. But try to guess what the next city with the longest futility is. I would have guessed one that's on the East Coast as well.
I would have too.
And it would be wrong.
Oh, man, that's tough. I'd probably go, let's go Utah.
Utah, no.
No.
False. Well, I mean, what are you talking about? Like Salt Lake or like anywhere in Utah or what?
Yeah, anywhere in Utah. I mean, what is
nah.
No?
The team. And it's kind of like a cheater thing because like there's a NFL. Well, let's see if you get it by this. There's an NFL team in the state, but it's not in the major city.
NFL team in the state, not in the major city.
It's really the only one in the NFL, at least the one I can think of, that's in like a city that small.
Buffalo.
Buffalo is actually pretty good, but that's not a bad guess. It's not a bad guess. Buffalo is on the list as far as like futility goes, but no, Milwaukee.
Okay.
But they have the Green Bay Packers and Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin,
and
yeah.
It's not in the
but
main
as far
city,
as the Bucks and
the last team, last time Milwaukee won a championship in 1971 when Lou Alcindor, a.k.a.
Lucin.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you freakazoid. when Lew Alcindor and Oscar Robertson led the Bucks to the NBA championship. So the Bucks are the new leader of futility. But there are some cities out there. See, and it's kind of like misleading because Green Bay has obviously won championships recently in football. So, like, people in Milwaukee probably are not sad, to be honest, because who cares about the Brewers and the Bucks anyways. But the teams that other cities, Buffalo is one of them. Philly is another one I was going to say. Perpetual futility. Philly, yeah. People like, and you know how people act in Philly.
They get wild.
Yeah, they hate life, right?
But Philly's had what? So they've had, obviously, Iverson brought him to the NBA Finals in what?
Yeah, like there's a lot of teams that have been to championships.
Close.
Like Cleveland's been to the finals a couple times with LeBron last year, and then
two times before that.
Oh, was it one? Yeah. All right, yeah, let's say.
And then obviously, did Philly go to a World Series a few years ago, or did they go to the?
Oh, that's right. They won two World Series. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
See, I don't think. The Phillies are so bad now that I don't even consider they were ever good.
Yeah, they did
at any
win
point.
A couple. So back when they had, that was what, 5-6 years ago?
Yeah, but the Eagles don't.
The Eagles laid a couple legs. But you know what?
The Eagles are known for Donovan McNabb puking on the field.
Donovan McNabb.
On the championship drive.
Donovan McNabb is one of my favorite
quarterbacks. He lives local in Phoenix, and I don't care, though. Donovan, you got some explaining to do.
Donovan's one of my favorite players of all time.
Nah.
I'm a Donovan McNabb guy. Eagles fans give him too hard of a time. Speaking of another guy who has been getting a hard time over the past year.
Pause.
Double pause. How about that D'Angelo Russell Foot Locker commercial?
That was one of the funniest commercials I've ever seen in my entire life.
If you guys haven't seen the new Foot Locker commercial with Ben Simmons and D'Angelo Russell, check out the
I mean,
Instagram.
You can see it anywhere.
At the Sneak Diss.
Social media. Oh, you put it on there?
Oh, yeah. It's on the Sneak Diss Instagram. Or if you can't find it there, Google it. Because it is possibly the funniest commercial I have ever seen in my entire life. It is. You got to go watch
it. I mean, let's just put it this way. He's a good sport for doing that because he was getting roasted to like. It's like one of them things where you think you can't come back from it, but then when you put yourself out there and make fun of yourself, you actually can come back. So I got respect for him now. He's still a geek, but
I was like, I forgive you for that.
When he took that phone and threw it out the window and the look on Simmons' face, the camera panned back to Simmons' face, it was one of the funniest looks on his face I've ever seen in my entire life.
I almost fell out of my chair.
Yeah, Simmons' look was sad. He was so sad when he threw that phone out the window and everybody was like looking at disbelief. I'm just surprised like Foot Locker has writers like that. Like, or maybe the players came up with it. Who knows? But it was creative. There's
Kobe
no doubt
Bryant.
About it.
Kobe Bryant was like, you want to make this right? Do this Foot Locker commercial, B. Make this right. Nick Young sent him a text after that, probably, LOL. Oh, just got a text from Mr. Gregory Robeson. His baby girl has been born. Congratulations again. He's going to name her Melanie Basshart because she's so late.
Simple been saving that joke for like a month, though. Saving it. Dang.
Congratulations, sir.
Got a little kid in a blanket. Or actually, it might be a towel. Nice.
They must be at a resort.
Hey, they might. Oh, yeah, this hospital looking nice. Must be that towel is plush.
That is a plush,
that's
though.
Better than the hotel I was at in Detroit, dude.
Yeah, with the square brick pillows. So,
well, hold on a second. What were we just talking about?
We were just talking.
Oh, them cities.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, the number one. Okay, so this is two or more teams from the big leagues, which I guess Milwaukee doesn't count because they have Green Bay and that since that's not in the city of Milwaukee, they're not counting it for this list. But Cincinnati apparently is number one outside of Milwaukee, and I never would have guessed that because the Reds have actually been decent, not maybe in the last 5 years, but – you know, they won a championship in 1990. You know what I mean? It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
The Bengals are now very good. That's pretty crazy.
Redheads never win championships, though. So
who?
Redheads.
He's talking about Dalton.
So we don't have to worry about them sneaking away. RG3 is about to be the second black quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
All right. Well, you need to chill out because that's absolutely ridiculous. All right,
is
Hugh is the man.
He's about to get Josh Gordon
RG3
back.
RG3 ain't winning nothing. All right,
Terrell
nothing.
Pryor is like probably gonna be the number one receiver in the league now Calvin Johnson's gone.
Clearly, Semple's done something since he popped them three beers open right there because he's talking nonsense.
We're gonna have some good times in Cleveland this year.
You already just be happy with what you got. All right,
that's not mine.
It might be another 52. You are a Cavs fan.
I'm not
We've
a Cavs
discussed
fan.
This. All right,
I'm a Phoenix Suns fan.
Okay, I don't believe you no more because
Suns.
You don't text me. You don't text the thread talking about like Channing Frye in all caps. You know what I mean?
Channing Frye was lit. Channing Frye didn't play in like the last three games. Channing Frye or Dellavedova didn't play in the last three games.
You don't text like what's his name from Kentucky. Brandon Knight. You don't, or was that his name? Brandon Knight?
He's Dookie.
Point guard.
The
you don't
Suns
text his
are
name.
Dookie. Like, the Suns suck.
Hey, you don't text in all caps.
The
like
Suns
you
are, you, the
you,
Suns.
You look, I think you want to make love to Kyrie.
The Suns
you
need to do that.
Like you were happy.
He's going to be on the Suns. They're going to do that mega trade that came out in the media last week. We're going to get Kevin Love and Kyrie send, you know, half our team elsewhere. And we're going to be lit. And we're going to be competing for the Western Conference Finals.
All right. Well, let me get through this list right now, and then we can talk about these shit cities who haven't won anything in forever. Cincinnati, Minneapolis, Washington, D.C. D.C., futility.
I can't believe that Durant isn't even considering going back home.
Why?
To D.C.
That team sucks. Who wants to play on that shitty team?
Be at home. Go like LeBron. Go play at Wall.
Team sucks. Sucks balls. I don't believe in Wall. I like Brad Beal, though. I will say that. But he plays KD's position. So,
They're so good. They were so good a year ago that Gregory had them in the Western Conference Finals.
Yes,
like they went all the way through the Eastern Conference. They were like, we're too good. Like, can we jump over here and see if we can compete?
Yes.
Like, Gregory had them. Gregory thought they were so good. They were in both conferences. He moved them.
He moved the team to Reno. The Las Vegas Wizards were in the championship. All right, so Toronto, I could care less about because you know how I feel about Canada. So.
That's not in the United States. Can't be.
It's on the list because there's like American pro franchises
bullshit.
I don't like Canada, so they F them.
And the Blue Jays won back-to-back World Series in the 90s.
Yeah, 93 was the last time they won anything.
And 92,
then,
93.
And then Atlanta was after that, which I don't feel sorry for Atlanta either because they.
Atlanta has some great baseball teams in the 90s.
Yes, they did, and they were in technically the Western Division, beating the Dodgers up. So I'm very upset about that because since the Braves are about 3,500 miles away from Los Angeles and about 3,000 miles away from being in the Western Division.
Man, I will tell you this, though. The Phoenix would be high on that list if it wasn't for the Diamondbacks ruining it in 2001 with that bullshit blooper hit. Yankees should have won that World Series.
Why are you so upset about
that? I don't like the Diamondbacks. I don't like Diamondbacks.
You like the Suns, that's it.
Yeah. I don't like the Diamondbacks. I don't like the Cardinals.
You're out of control, though. I guess I
could be a Coyotes fan, I guess.
So you hate on the one team that's actually good from your hometown and like the shit teams.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I hate the Diamondbacks.
You must be an Albert Bell fan.
I am an Albert Bell fan. Hey, cork that bat.
Yeah, you know, Albert Bell beating up like women and stuff.
Yeah, cork that bat.
Yeah, you corking other
things. I don't condone domestic violence, but Albert Bell.
Corking other things, though.
Albert Bell, Manny Ramirez, those are my boys. I love Albert Bell.
You're out of control.
No, Albert Bell, Hall of Famer. He should be in the Hall of Fame.
He used to be in all over Arizona cutting up.
So did Manny Ramirez. A lot of ball players live out here.
Your boy Devon Best. Is his name? Where's Gregory to talk about his people from Oakland? Because I don't know if you heard that story. Arrested in Gilbert and like trying to fight a cop or do something.
Who got arrested?
Out of control. Best, the wide receiver. I think it's Devon Best or whatever, right? And he admits to smoking a lot of weed, so you know he
smoked those Sherm sticks.
He was doing something.
He was
something
doing
he
something.
Wasn't supposed to be
trying
doing.
To fight a cop in Gilbert,
something like that.
Oh, Gilbert cops in him.
I don't. Why do you? I don't, why does he live in Phoenix right now? I don't understand. And he never played for the Cardinals. He's from Oakland. What connection does he have to Gilbert? Does he have family there or something?
I don't know.
It makes absolutely no sense. Stop yourself, Bess. Seriously.
So let me ask you this. Out of the places that we named.
You know who's winning a championship next?
Who?
Oakland Raiders.
Oakland has championships.
Hey, Oakland Raiders.
Oakland got a championship last year.
Since I know the Dodgers ain't winning shit, I'm picking the Oakland Raiders to win something.
Oakland won a championship last year. Golden State won last year. They play next door to the Oakland Raiders. That's Oakland.
You're right, but I don't care about them. So
I'm talking about places that have not won a championship.
From the list we just talked about, I would probably say Cincinnati just because the Bengals are that good.
They're not that good.
I don't think. Okay.
They can't even like win a playoff game.
Okay. I understand that. A lot of franchises have been like that, and then they get over the hump. Stuff happens.
They're not going to get over the hump. They're getting worse every year, and the Browns are getting better every day.
Simple.
The Browns are getting better.
I'm not having this conversation.
The Ravens are better. The Steelers are better. That's the hardest division in football, period.
The Browns are not better, number one. None of those. Pittsburgh might be better. The Ravens are not better. I don't know if you saw the standings the last couple of years, but Cincinnati's been better. Okay, they might be. They need their quarterback healthy, and they need a better defense than they had.
You can never.
The Steelers had the worst secondary in maybe NFL history
last
year.
You can't trust the ginger. They don't have souls.
I'm not going to argue with that, but, I mean, he's one of 11 people on offense and one of 22 people starting for the team. So, stranger things have happened.
You can't trust it.
Trent Dilfer won a championship, dude. That's all I'm going to say.
He's not a redhead.
He's worse player.
But he's not a redhead. He was bald. Championship. Bald people can win championships. And Matt Hasselbeck was like a great quarterback. He's bald. If he was a redhead, he probably would have been cut.
Great quarterback. That's for debate.
Great. Matt Hasselbeck, he's a great quarterback.
Okay, you're using the word great here a little too loosely for my tastes.
I've had four beers.
Pause.
Yo, you love taste of things. All right, so then we'll talk.
Pause your entire existence right now. For real. You out of control. You see one baby picture, and you start cutting up. Nope.
So Cincinnati, next to win per George. Now we all know
Cincinnati is the most likely city on that list, I think, to win something because of they have the best team from on that list. I mean, if you think other cities I named, Toronto, who's going to win a championship in Toronto? Who's going to win a championship in what else did I say? DC.
I'll tell you what.
If Durant goes to the Wizards, maybe, but we don't know that. Redskins ain't winning nothing. Who else? San Diego, what are they winning? Nothing.
But
what else? Who else was on that list?
If the Raptors could get a big money free agent, they could compete in the East Conference.
Hey, that's Canada. Don't stop it.
You hate Canada.
I do. I hate everyone from Canada too.
You're not moving to Edmonton.
Unless you now live in the U.S. and you realize the U.S. is better and you renounce your Canadian citizenship. Then you cool with me.
You have to write George a letter hating Canada for him to accept you into his circle.
Renounce your Canadian citizenship and you okay with me.
All right, so should we get into it? Should we get into the top five LeBrons of all time?
Yeah, I thought you had winning? Like a top 25. Yeah, since the Cavs won the championship, and it would be pretty funny if the Warriors won because we wouldn't be doing any kind of category like this because Steph Curry's shoes, as we've talked about, are trash. And I don't care if Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen wearing them or whoever. I could care less who's wearing them. I don't care if Clayton Kershaw wearing them. Unless they have $100 bills inside and he's giving them to me, no.
Before we get into this, can you believe how fast those Nike ID LeBrons flew because they were gone?
Oh, they did?
They were gone. Like, you go click on it now, and it's like, this shoe has been ordered at its maximum quantity, now sold out.
Oh, I thought it was available all night long or next whole day or something.
No, it was like limited quantities. I've never seen an ID. They are probably going to be going for a lot. I guess the first multicolored Kobe was like that, right?
Yes, it was.
To where they made it like limited quantity. But I like logged on today because I saw people posting in groups like, oh man, should have bought one, should have got this. And I'm like, it's seriously gone? They were gone. But you can still order the Kyrie championship night IDs. So if you're on that Kyrie 2 train.
Oh, yeah. I did see at the mall, I did see the Kyrie, what is it, 2? Kyrie 2?
Kyrie
and
2.
The maroon one is actually kind of dope. I don't like the silhouette, to be honest with you, and I think the Hirachi, the Kairachi, whatever, is actual dookie.
Really?
I think it's dookie. But the all maroon one is actually, if I had to pick one, and you said, like, would you wear that or would you wear the Chef Curry, I definitely would wear that maroon Kyrie because that is way better.
The other one that's dope is the navy blue with the yellow sole, midsole, insole. That one is actually a really nice. I like the Kairachi. Like, I think if I were going to buy, it would be a debate between those three. I do think that red velvet one is a little bit ahead of both of those in my buy list. But I like the Kyrie 2. I think it's a nice shoe. I liked the Kyrie 1 more for if you were going to wear it casually. But The Kyrie 2.
I've seen the Kyrie 1 at the gym a couple times, people hooping in it. It's actually better than I thought it was back then.
Yes.
I have no business buying it because there's no way I can wear it. There's no way I'm going to wear it and nowhere I can wear it.
That's true.
Does that even make any sense?
Yeah.
So I'm not copping. No, absolutely not. But I'm not copping the 2 either, so I don't know why I'm bringing it up. But nah. I mean, if you gave it to me, I might wear it once and then sell it. But
the NDS?
I mean, I saw it at the store, and it was actually kind of dope. I'm not going to lie.
I'm still offended that you think that the Championship 8 whites are trash.
They suck.
Because those are dope as fuck.
And why is it a championship? Who that's the third time Jordan I said won fuck. The championship?
Fuck count is 4. 5. Yo, we making history up in here. Oh, we making history tonight on the sneak diss. Without Gregory. It's Gregory that makes me nervous, I guess. Gregory be like looking at me funny.
Dang, that's messed up. You scared of him.
Scared of Gregory. Gregory got to get me all nervous, bro. All right, so let's go. This was the hardest list that you've had to make on the show yet because you hate everything LeBron shoes.
I don't hate him. I don't hate everything. I mean, when the 8s came out, that was probably the first outside of the 1. When the 1 came out, that was when I still was buying stuff, and so I should have bought a pair of those. And I didn't, and I was upset about that because obviously, well, I mean, depending on how old people are, I was watching LeBron in high school because his games are on ESPN. So, yeah. So I was watching LeBron in high school. I was a fan, not a fanboy, but a fan. I like to see him do well. When he went to Cleveland, I thought it was super cool because he went home. And I actually, for the first part of LeBron's career, I actually liked him. The thing that I don't know what the right word is, but the thing, I'm not upset because I didn't care enough. But yeah, the thing that made me not anti-LeBron, but just not care was when he went to Miami and did that whole spectacle. Like,
that was bullshit.
Man, my favorite player of all time stayed with the franchise, Jordan, the entire career and made his own legacy winning 6 championships. And you telling me you about to leave your hometown to go just try to win by building an all-star team. No. F you, get out of my face. Hey, he came back to Cleveland, then I started liking him again.
What if he leaves again?
I think he won the championship for the city, so he could do whatever he wants.
He could do whatever he wants?
Yeah.
So if he were to pack it in tomorrow.
Unless he
say,
was like a dick and did another show where he was like, I'm taking my talents out of my hometown. If he'd have just left regularly, then fine. But he won a championship. They wouldn't even burn his jersey this time. They would hang it up in the rafters.
Okay.
He was like, all them people. I want to know how many people at that parade burned his jersey last time. Oh, they brought all of them.
Hey, they all forgive. Cousin Craig is burning his jersey. Now he's sad.
Hey Craig, you're not allowed. You're not allowed to go to the parade.
Oh, he tried to fly back to go to the parade too. I think they had
Craig,
him on the
list. We gotta have a conversation.
They had him on the Cleveland Parade no fly list for burning the jersey.
During our season, and when I see you next, we're having words. Can't be burning a man's jersey and then going to the parade.
And then loving him. When I was out there, actually, this is a funny story. When I was out there for his sister's wedding, it was like 2 days after the decision went on ESPN. And we went to...
You were in there causing chaos.
I was in there causing chaos. I was. It was that weekend. Remember when that kid wore the LeBron Heat jersey to the Indians game?
So that's when you stopped being a Cavs fan, right?
No, I was never a Cavs fan.
Simple. You texted in all caps. And you.
I hate the Warriors.
And you said we. You even said we about the Cavs.
I hate the Warriors. The Warriors are the worst team that the NBA has ever seen.
Okay, worst? What do you mean by worst?
Oh, they're the worst people.
What are
Steph
you talking
Curry
about?
Is a bad person.
If,
he's
now,
a bad person.
If you said that
he's
about Draymond Green because he was kicking people
and
in the
Draymond
nuts,
Green's
okay,
a bad person.
Fine.
The only good person on their team is Klay Thompson.
That doesn't.
And
Andre Iguodala is a good person.
He's a good person too.
And so is Luke Walton, and so is Steve Kerr.
Luke Walton's
Arizona,
a bad person.
Arizona boys.
Luke Walton's a bad person.
I don't believe you.
Luke Walton's a bad person because Luke Walton sucked in the NBA.
Luke Walton averaged like 16 a year.
I'll tell you this right now. I like Steve Kerr until this postseason. I think he's a douche now.
You're a jerk, son.
I think Steve Kerr's a douche.
You're a jerk.
I don't like Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr can kiss my
ass. Steve Kerr don't like you either.
I hope he doesn't.
You're
Steve
a
Kerr, if you're listening, F you.
Simple.
Crying about those calls. Steph Curry throwing his mouthpiece at fans.
You're a jerk.
He's messed up. He deserves to be thrown out of the league. He should have to go play in
Simple,
the Canadian
you're
league.
You're a mean person, though.
He should have to go play in Canada.
Guarantee you're a mean person.
In the CFL. In the CNBA. CBA.
Mean person.
Canadian
you
basketball
need
a,
you
association.
Need, you need...
CBA.
You need an intervention. You, know? You need to have just nice people just around you for like 24 hours straight. You know,
so his hair looks dirty all the time.
Who are you talking about?
His beard is patchy.
Are you talking about Pau Gasol? Or who are you talking about?
Pau Gasol is a legend.
He is. NBA legend. In Spain. He is Spain. He
Pau
is.
Gasol going to the Cavs.
That doesn't even make any sense. Tristan Thompson may have been just as instrumental in winning the championship as LeBron and Kyrie were with all them damn offensive rebounds he got.
That's actually true. And Kevin Love, I'll tell you what. Kevin Love had, what, 8 offensive rebounds in the first quarter?
I don't know, but he was playing hard in that whatever that game was. I don't know if it was game 7 or what, but he was playing hard.
He was trying to get some respect back. He felt funny. Nobody liked him. You did.
You were upset when I was texting because you thought I was rooting for the Warriors.
You were rooting for the Warriors because you're a bad person.
I didn't care.
You're wearing a blue shirt today, like a Warriors blue shirt.
Hey, I will say this. Sprewell is my second favorite player of all time, and that Warriors 95 team was super dope. So I actually had some, like, I don't want to – I'll just say love. I wasn't a fan. I had some love for the Warriors. Okay. I like Steph Curry. I don't know why you hate him.
That year that Jay Rich and those guys –
Steve Kerr, that's my dude.
That guy – that year that Jay Rich and those guys – knocked
BD,
off.
Baron Davis. Yeah. He went to UCLA, and I hate UCLA, and that's still the homie. We pulled the girdle up,
but when
he dunked on him with the girdle, yes. Yeah. AK-47, get out of here, Russian. Get out of here. This is American-made technology.
Yeah. But when they knocked off, when they were the 8 seed, and they knocked off the Mavericks and the 1 seed, that was lit. I was a Warriors
fan. Arizona about to knock UCSB out of the
I was a Warriors fan.
Just so you know.
Then.
Bear down,
this
Gregory.
New Warriors team is soft.
Simple.
S-A-W-F-T, soft.
Simple. They won a championship last year.
I don't care.
I mean.
They're terrible.
Okay.
They're terrible.
They have
Steph Curry needs to go away. Steph Curry sucks. People said 6 months ago Steph Curry was like going to be better than Michael Jordan. Now Steph Curry can't even win a title. Steph Curry is a bitch.
Okay, now you've crossed the line because Steph Curry just had maybe one of the 5 greatest NBA seasons in history this year. Now, the playoffs? No. But the season, one of the 5 greatest seasons ever.
Ever?
He literally led the league in every advanced statistical category.
Well, now everybody knows how to
win shares, real box plus minus, pause, true shooting percentage. Anything you can think of that's an efficiency statistic that's important about winning, Steph Curry was number 1 in the league.
And now everybody knows how to stop him. Play defense.
Yes, injure his knee.
Defense.
Yes, injure his knee and then hope he doesn't get healthy by the time
the
series begins. He even said after he wasn't healthy, but he didn't use it as an excuse.
Play defense.
It is
that's
what
how
it
you
is.
Stop the three.
Man, whatever. You're just a mean person, mean-spirited. You're not a Suns fan. You're a Cavs fan, and you hate Steph for no reason, just because he has a white low top. That's the only reason.
And because he has dirty hair, and he always looks dirty, and he always looks unkept, and he always looks stupid.
You literally texted the
and
time.
And he always hanging his mouth off of his thing. So just to conclude, Steph Curry's dookie. He's garbage. Warriors suck. Cavs rule. Suns are better than the Warriors. Suns are better than the Warriors. Suns have the best up-and-coming person in Devin Booker. He's the next Michael Jordan. And let's get into it. Honorable mentions. The hardest list that George Martin has ever put together on the sneak disc.
No, you going first because you got 27 things. I know you're top. You got a top 25.
I
just showed you a picture of Steve Nash and you didn't even react. Oh, Cavs fan. Oh,
I was trying to be professional on the air.
You're outed.
On the air.
Cavs fan. You got the C on right now on your hat. Cavs fan.
I was trying to be professional on air. Steve Nash is top 5 basketball players of NBA history.
Okay. Oh.
So Charles Barkley is also in the top 5. 2 of the top 5 players ever to play in the NBA were on the Phoenix Suns.
Okay, we've already had this discussion.
So,
and I'm not even going to bother responding.
There's another one that would be in the top 10 if it wasn't for recent controversies.
Simple. I'm done responding to your shenanigans.
Honorable mentions for LeBron sneakers, the best of all time. I wanted to make it a top 10. I like LeBron shoes. Greg is a LeBron James shoe hater. George is a LeBron James shoe hater, so we moved it down to 5. Therefore, I have a few honorable mentions. Honorable mention number 1, the LeBron Zoom Generation 1 All-Star, the wheat on
I'm
a basketball
that's
shoe.
Not in your top 25, no?
It's in my top 25, not my top 5.
I'm surprised it's not in your top 25.
Number 2, the LeBron 2 All-Star, is another one. I like the twos. Not a lot of people like the twos. He wore the twos today, though.
Yeah, I guess you're just going to have to put pictures of these up on the website because I don't have no idea what the two All-Star looks like, but I'm sure it sucks.
It's white, gray, and blue. He wore the twos today. He wore the Oregon PE twos today to the parade. LeBron for birthday, I think, was a dope shoe. It was like the Knicks colorway. The LeBron 7 red carpet.
Wait, let me just say, okay, all right, let me just say this real quick because I thought I put it on my list, but I didn't. So that wheat generation,
yes,
or the wheat, whatever you want to call it, I actually liked the concept because back in 2003, people actually
nobody had ever done it
cared about. Well, Tim's, they did it because they did it. Yeah, they did it, yeah, because of Tim. So I like the concept, but now that I look at the shoe, it looks like Tim's. It looks like it sucks. It looks like bread, you know, sliced bread.
But I think that's
it. Looks like hops. It looks like they make beer with it.
I think that's a lot because like Nike's gone so far with the wheat line now. Back then, it was a unique thing. Like, it was like
the concept is cool, but the shoe sucks. I'm just gonna say.
I don't think it sucks anymore.
I thought about putting it on there, but then I realized, I looked at the picture, I said that sucks.
Well, I think is in my honorable mention.
What was the one? Yeah, what was the one you said before? Red carpets.
The LeBron, the LeBron 2 All Star.
Yeah,
and the LeBron 4 birthday
sucks.
The birthday's not bad.
Sucks. I might as well put Fruity Pebbles on there too. Though. Sucks.
Fruity Pebbles
sucks.
Did suck. Those did suck. The LeBron 8 denim sample.
It's not a sample, you freak. It's a friends and family.
Okay, the LeBron 8 denim friends and family.
James Dean.
Was dope.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
All right.
A couple of general release ones. The LeBron 9 Swingman is one of my favorite LeBrons of all time.
Good Lord.
And the LeBron 9 Elite.
I got those from East Bay thinking I'd be able to sell them for about $9,000. I probably took a
hit. You took a hit.
Probably.
And the LeBron 9 Elite Miami Vices. The LeBron 9 Low Camo.
Elite Miami Vices. Which one is that?
That's that one that's like, it's the gray.
That's not an Elite.
It is an Elite.
It's a regular 9.
No, it's an Elite.
No, look it up.
Look it up, B.
I did.
Okay.
I was with Greg when he bought that shoe.
LeBron 9 Miami Vice is a LeBron Elite.
No, it's not. Yes, they're gray, black, and pink. That's not an Elite.
It's an Elite.
No, it's not.
Okay, do we have to text Greg and find out?
LeBron 9 Miami Knight, you said?
LeBron Miami Vice.
Oh, he said Miami Knight. No wonder.
Miami Vice.
All right, yeah, the gray and pink and green. Yes.
Yes.
All right, I thought you were talking about the other one.
All right. Another general
Miami
release.
Knights.
Another general release, which is on the list because to me the LeBron 10 was an interesting shoe because it's the first shoe that I ever remember having the Nike sign backwards on it. But I loved the first release colorway of that, the Cutting Jade. I thought that was like,
yeah, you're talking about the red one?
The Cutting Jade was the green with the red accents. It was like a green shoe, red accents, and then it had a black and white sock liner interior. I thought it was like one of the coolest shoes to ever come out, and it was the first 10 to come out, and I loved it. And last honorable mention for me is the LeBron 10 Low Champion Pack. Almost made the top 5, but not quite. So now...
I'm trying
yours.
To remember the Jade one.
The Jade? Cutting Jade. It was like a green.
What was the 10 that came out first only at certain places and it was like burgundy and pink?
Oh, that was the King's Crown? Crown,
yeah,
King? Yeah, King's
dope.
Jewel or something?
Jewel, yeah. Yeah. All right.
Those were dope. And then I think the USA one might have come out before.
I should have put that on my list.
Crown Jewel. Crown Jewel, that's what it was. I think the USA one may have come out before the Cutting Jade.
Yeah,
but the Cutting Jade was like the first general release.
These Jades suck.
Yeah, they suck.
Well,
I
think they came out. See, I remember this shoe. They came out limited.
Super limited.
And then like 3 months later, 2 months later, something
everywhere.
Was everywhere. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I love the color. I love that green color. I thought it was a dope shoe. I never wore my pair. They're still sitting there, desktop.
LeBron outfit that he wore with these suck too.
If anybody wants them, hit me up.
Bron, I mean, come on, man. I mean, I'm just glad actually you don't dress like that no more. Good Lord.
Honorable mentions.
Honorable. Brrr, boing, boing, boing. Boing. Honorable mentions. I have 4 of them. I should have 5 because I should have put that King's Crown or whatever on there, the 10.
It's never too late.
I mean, all right, we'll put it on there just to make it a solid roundabout 10 shoes because I got 4 other honorable mentions. So the one that I care about the least, but I think it was a cool concept. It was Gregory was able to get a pair. I don't think he held on to them. But I actually kind of like it. The LeBron 10 Cork. EXT, whatever you want to call it, EXT, cork, whatever. The cork, I thought that was a pretty cool concept. I don't know if the white midsole was the best idea.
Where'd Gregory get his pair from?
From Mercer.
Okay.
That was that was back in those days, if you know what I mean.
What, you went out there? He was there?
No, Twitter RSVP.
And he knew somebody, he had something picked up for him?
Okay. We'll just say Twitter RSVP, and then that's all we'll say. We've discussed this before. Yeah, someone picked him up for him.
Oh, okay.
But sneaker valet. All right.
Sneaker valet.
Let's just leave it at that. The first seasonal shoe that I ever liked, really from any of the packs, from any of the shoes, the LeBron 8 V2 Christmas was basically that. I don't know if it was the first Christmas shoe. Yep. The 7 might have been the first Christmas shoe, but the 8 was actually super dope. I got a pair, not in my size, and I was kind of upset I didn't get a pair in my size, and I sold it, and I think I made $30 or $40 or something, and then like 2 years later they were worth like $500 or something.
No,
like
the seven was the first Christmas shoe. The 7 had like a picture of him sitting under the Christmas tree on the insole, which was like a cool feature. The 7s were dope, but the 8s were one of the better LeBron shoes.
The only reason I remember the 7 is because I remember the KD Christmas. It was like the stoplight pack. Like it was the yellow 3.
Yes.
And it was whack. It looked like banana.
Yeah.
Looked like the one you go on in the ocean when you ride on the banana. LeBron and D-Wade and Chris Paul. The
banana boat.
Yes. Trash. The LeBron 8 V2 Low Miami Knight, the limited one that only came out like in Miami.
500 pairs?
Yeah, something like that.
500 pairs?
Not many.
Nike Miami?
Yeah, so that one, the Miami Knight 8 Low, because I know there was another Miami Knight one, which I thought what you were talking about with the Miami Knight 9 regular high. And then the one you mentioned already, the 7 red carpet, that thing is just color blocked perfectly.
Perfect.
It's all these shoes except for the lows are too bulky. I would never wear any of this shit these days, but the color blocking on that red carpet is super dope.
To be honest, the color blocking or the tongue of the carpet, red carpet 7s is probably the only reason why I like the What the LeBron 11s. Because it has the same tongue. And that tongue, that's like one of the greatest tongues on a shoe, ever.
You need to watch out. And I probably would have put the Watch the Thrones on here too. Because I actually do like the shoe. I don't like the 9 high at all, even though Greg loves it. Thinks it's like the best jean shoe. I wish they would have done it in a low, and I would have put it on there. But the it deserves some type of mention, but not honorable mention. It deserves Dookie mention. Like, it doesn't suck, but it sucks.
Yeah. I would also say, in addition to my LeBron 9 Elite Miami Vices, all LeBron 9 Elites were dope. The Elite 9 was the only Elite LeBron that I actually loved every colorway they did, from the friends and families to the samples to the general release colorways. I thought they were all dope.
Yeah, I mean, what's ironic about that pack is, like, I remember when the whole thing came out with the Kobe. I don't know if KD had an Elite or not. Yeah, I guess he did. But the Kobe 8 black and gold Elite that came out with that LeBron 9 was the one I wanted. And Scottsdale got them, but I didn't realize they only got, like, literally one size run or two size runs. I didn't realize they were that limited. They never came out again. And we had you know, a friend at the store who could have gotten them for me, and they didn't have the 12 left by the time he looked, but if he would have put in on the employee raffle, I would have won. So, and that's how I got another shoe later on, but I wish I would have told him about that, because I'd have been able to get that, because I still want that shit to this day.
Well, fam, if you're still looking, you can probably hop on eBay and grab that stuff for $49.99.
Okay, it's not. I'm serious. Look on there. Kobe 8 Elite. Black and gold.
You could probably get it for about $39.99.
Use your brand new iPad that you're bragging about that came from Bangladesh and is probably a pineapple.
I love my pineapple. I love my pineapple iPair.
Your iPair. Use your pair. Look that up on eBay, because I guarantee you it's not on there. All right. Well, I'm going to do my top five first, because I know you want to relish in your top five.
I do. So mine are. There's a lot of thought that went into mine.
You're going to expand on this. All right. So number five. The Zoom generation, so in other words, LeBron won first game.
Got
to have that on there. Kids' first game. I think it would have been better if they would have done it white and black instead of white and red or whatever, crimson or whatever color you want to call that. But Zoom generation, first game, dope. Number four, the 9 low. Simple helped me out with this because I thought it was an 8, but it's actually a 9. The 9 low LeBron Palmer.
Yes.
Super dope shoe. I know, and some of these that I have on this list are obviously not easy to get or friends and family, but I don't care because these are the best LeBrons that I've seen released. So the LeBron Palmer 9 low, not the trash 10 or 11 or whatever just came out that was super easy to get, but the 9. Number three, you already mentioned it earlier. I'm surprised you didn't have a higher on the list considering how much you love denim. The 8 V1 James Dean denim. Shit's fucking super dope. Flames compared to the other denims. I guess the 9, I don't know if it was a 9 or a 10. Maybe it was a 10. The 10 denim that was like denim and pink was actually kind of clean. And I remember Greg was trying super hard to get that shoe and didn't get it originally. And then when he realized how many they were and how cheap it was, he never wanted it. So
those are dope. I have a pair of those. I bought them for a good deal.
They're not bad, but the James Dean denim is way better.
Yes.
Number two, the Zoom generation black white, which I'm assuming is probably the away pair, I think. Yeah. Home was the lighter color, away was the darker. I don't know. I could be wrong about that. It could be the home pair. But the first LeBron 1 Zoom generation, just a basic black and white color. That might be, I thought about putting that shoe number one because it's just classic black and white. Probably the second best model in the LeBron line. Like, the only ones that I liked was 8s, 9s, some of the 10s, and the 1s. Those are really the only three that have anything that jump out at me, anything else. And then number one, another friends and family, impossible to get. You call it a sample. The 9 low war vet, the Clark Kent sample, friends and family, whatever, dookie, whatever you want to call it. You love camo. I'm surprised it's not number one on your list.
It almost was. It was in my honorable mentions. But
I mean, anything that's, I just love anything that's almost like undefeated colors. I just think they did it. Undefeated just killed the game when they came out with olive and orange together because it just looks crazy. So the war vet has the orange LeBron symbol on the tongue and the camo. But yeah, that's my favorite LeBron of all time. And I'll never see a pair in person and I don't care.
You can see him. You can head over to, I would get never over pound him. For pound. Boing.
They got a pair
and
there.
You can check out. They usually do. They've had multiple pairs of those go through the
Maybe
floor.
I have seen them. I just haven't held them. But I mean, I don't care because.
They're nice. I mean, they're nice. That camo with the gum bottom. It's a beautiful
and
shoe.
That's right. I'm glad you brought that up because gum bottom is fire flames.
Yeah.
So, yes, especially with camo.
Yes.
All right. So now to your half an hour jerk off session. Pause right
here. Here we go. Let me pull it
did
out.
Did you look that up,
no
by the
pause.
Way? What did I ask you to look up? You thought you were looking something up. And you stopped?
Oh, I was thinking Kobe 7. I was thinking the Kobe 7 elites. Kobe 8
man,
elites, you're right.
Here.
Yes, they're probably more expensive. Because the LeBron 9 and the Kobe 7 came out at the same time, so I was confused. So, yes.
Light yourself on fire, don't.
I agree that the 8s are probably a little more expensive to find. My top 5.
Impossible to find.
I'll steal one off your honorable mentions for number 5. The LeBron 8 low Miami Knights, to me, top 5. I mean, that shoe with the fade color from the teal back to the pink with the polka dots and the white. I mean, that shoe, beautiful execution and one of the greatest, probably the greatest 9 low of all time that was actually released. I would agree with you that the War Vets are probably up there. Number 4, the LeBron 3 St. Vincent St. Mary's. That green, all the St. Vincent St. Mary's shoes to me,
I mean,
with the green and the gold and the white.
School colors are you know, I don't have a problem with that. They're they're cool, but the shoe sucks. I'm just going to
I like LeBron 3s. LeBron 3s are dope.
Sucks.
I'm a fan. I'm a LeBron 3 fan. My number 3 is also in your top 5. I have the LeBron Zoom Generation First Games. That shoe, I mean, the white with the red, the rookie card that came with a bag, the first LeBron to ever release. I mean, I am sad that I don't have a pair. I had a pair. Sad that I no longer have a pair. I mean, that was in 2001 before I ever thought of keeping shoes or keeping sneakers. So, to me, that's a shoe I wish I would have held on to. I have a pair of the white.
This is a size. Hold on a second. This is a size 17 Kobe 8 Elite Black and White, and it's 220.
Well, fam, just email him. Ask him to take, yes, 180 and throw some socks
in
the toe box.
Yeah, cut it in half.
Put some double sock that. It'd be fine. Wear it to work.
Light yourself on fire.
Number two.
Wait, what was the last one? Number two, you can't already have done three. LeBron's going to drag this out.
LeBron Zoom Generation first games.
Oh, all right, first games, three. I like it.
Number two, and it was hard to not put this number one, but number one really trumps it. The LeBron 9 Elite Big Bang Galaxy sample. And that's why the Big Bang isn't in my honorable mentions, because the LeBron 9 Elite Big Bang is one of the most fire flame shoes of all time. That three-pack that came out that he wore that was all over the internet with the tennis ball, the cannon, and the Big Bang, three of the best LeBrons to ever release. But the Big Bang was by far my favorite out of those three. Mm. Number one.
Number one.
The greatest LeBron shoe of all time.
Let me guess.
Yes.
Nah, I already know what it is. I think.
What do you think it is?
Nah, because if I get it right, then I ruined your thing.
That's
so true. Just go ahead. Drum
number
roll.
Number one, the LeBron. Guess a number?
Eight.
No.
Dang! No one had it on their list. I wonder if Greg would have had it on his list.
LeBron 10.
I know who would have had it on their list. Abe Jaime. Shout out to Abe.
The LeBron 10. What the MVP?
What?
That is the greatest LeBron shoe of ever.
What? Was that the one that you got at Nike Scottsdale?
No. That was the one that was like super, super limited. The one.
What's the difference between what the MVP and what the LeBron?
The what the MVP was the 10.
Pull up a picture of it.
All right, let's get this. All right, the what the MVP is the best shoe, the best LeBron shoe ever made. And the reason why I liked it so much, I loved it to begin with. But then when I saw Pharrell wearing it in an ad,
gotta be Dookie.
It was like one of the coolest shoes ever.
Sucks.
It's dope.
Sucks.
And they've come down a lot in price. All LeBrons have come down a lot in price. This
yeah, because they suck.
This is the dopest LeBron shoe.
But, hey, it was a good topic. I don't blame you because shout out to LeBron for, again, bringing the championship to Cleveland.
Shout out.
But so, that shoe sucks ball sacks. Just
this
so
shoe,
you know.
Greatest shoe of all time. I need a pair. If anybody's looking to donate a pair of Authentics, send them my way. I'll always take free kicks. Send them out here. Hit us up. Send you my address.
Simple.
They got some. Control, they got some. They got some. What the LeBron Lowe's? You just fart. That's messed up.
Rip.
Leave that in. Leave that in the sneak diss.
Okay. Pause that.
Thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you for joining us. Again, congratulations to Greg and Rocio for their new baby girl, Melanie Bass Hart Robeson. Nah. But congratulations, guys.
You're a mean person. I hope you know this.
Congratulations to Greg and Rocio on Baylen Rocio or Baylen Robinson. And can't wait to meet her. Can't wait to have Greg back next week.
I asked him how you pronounce it, and the like pronunciation, even though it's a Spanish name, the pronunciation, he wrote like it was Asian.
He did. He's confused.
That's some funny shit.
Well, can't wait to have Greg back.
So, well, you know you got to close the show, right?
Yeah.
No, yeah, I don't think you know.
How'd I go?
You got to say fuck one more time.
Yo. Yo, congratulations, everybody. Yo, fuck, we out. And that's the sneak diss.
Boing.
Boom.